Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt earlier said Elon Musk is not making the executive decisions under the department or DOGE.
President Trump is the ultimate decision maker for this entire administration. Elon Musk, just like everybody else across the federal government, works at the direction of President Trump.
President Trump today signing a new round of executive orders. It includes one to extend IVF access. The Vatican says Pope Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Initially, the 88-year-old pontiff was hospitalized to be treated for bronchitis. And severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states. The majority of fatalities in Kentucky after flash flooding. This is ABC News. Retail sales dropped sharply last month due in part to frigid temperatures that kept more Americans indoors. Retail sales fell 0.9% in January from the previous month, a much bigger drop than economists expected and the biggest decline in a year. 4 years after Texas cracked down on abortion seekers and providers, other states are feeling the effects.
A study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association says 30% of the abortions performed in Colorado are for women who've come from out of state, double the ratio from 2020 when the Texas law took effect. That same study found that the added demand for abortion services from beyond its borders has led to delays and higher costs within Colorado.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Uganda, at least 8 patients who recovered from Ebola have been released from a health facility. Health authorities say there have been no other positive cases reported. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. There is a cold weather advisory from 10 until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for Richland, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Look for scattered clouds and very cold tonight with a low of 7 below. Winds will be northwest 5 to 10. Coming cloudy tomorrow, flurries possible with a high of 11. Winds northwest 10 to 15. And for tomorrow night, decreasing clouds and cold with a low of 3 below. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 7 below. And our actual temperature right now is 7 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's the polar vortex funneling in Siberian cold across Canada and into our backyards. We have to battle the brutal wind chills, which make frostbite and hypothermia sneak up on you. It can happen in minutes. And if you're cold, your pets are too. Keep them inside. If you must go out, cover up all exposed skin, and it's not a bad idea to open up cabinets to get warm air near pipes. You don't want them to burst in this cold, so let a drip of water drop from the faucet. It'll help prevent them from freezing. Voters are casting ballots to narrow the field in a three-way race for Wisconsin's top education job. The Post is at the forefront in the battleground state of the national fight over school funding. The top two vote-getters in today's primary will advance to the April 1st general election. The incumbent, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley, was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. But this year, she faces a challenge on the left from Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright, a two-time Democratic candidate for state assembly. Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and advocate for the private voucher school choice program, is backed by Republicans. Residents in the town of Buena Vista also have a local primary election for town supervisors. Five candidates are vying for two spots. Names as they appear on the ballot are Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tome, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. Polls are open until 8 tonight. A couple Wisconsin Republicans are reintroducing a bill to allow teachers to conceal carry firearms on school property. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is at the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves," end quote. Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023, but it failed to pass when no action was taken on the bill by the time the legislature adjourned in April of 2024. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Roads reopened this morning almost 8 hours after Lafarge Tire Shop fire. Crews were called to Lafarge Truck Center's tire shop on Highway 82 around 9:30 last night. They blocked off the road at Gold Street for almost 8 hours before reopening around 4:50 this morning. Officials say several vehicles, construction equipment, and tools were inside the shop. Both Viola and Lafarge fire departments worked together to put out the flames and save what they could. Channel 8 in La Crosse says no one was in the building when the fire started and no injuries were reported. The Lafarge Truck Center says they are still going strong and are open for business and will meet all your needs to keep you going. They would like to thank all the local fire departments and EMTs for their hard work and dedication during their recent loss. A car versus house crash resulted in injury and arrest. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the collision at Franklin Street and State Road 39 in the township of Linden. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, the Linden Fire Department, Linden First Responders, and Mineral Point EMS responded to the scene. As a result of the incident, Bradley K. Govier, 46 of Cobb, was arrested on charges of operating while under the influence and go armed with firearm while intoxicated. Govier was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. One occupant of the home was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries. Thanks to your generosity, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs was able to distribute thousands of Valentine's Day cards to Wisconsin veterans last week. WDVA Secretary James Bond personally delivered cards on Valentine's Day to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing at our home in Union Grove. More than 28,000 Valentine cards were made and sent in from across the state and nation. Deputy Secretary Chris McElgin and other WDVA team members delivered cards to veterans at Wisconsin homes at King and Chippewa Falls and to veterans residing in Veterans Housing and Recovery Program in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Trade and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski announced Julie Lassa as administrator of the Division of Agricultural Development. Lassa grew up on a small family dairy farm in central Wisconsin and has supported agriculture throughout her career. As a Wisconsin legislator, Lassa authored the laws that created the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin and Farm to School programs. Most recently, Lassa served as Wisconsin State Director for the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development, where she focused on strengthening rural communities through investments in housing, community infrastructure, and business development. Lhasa holds a Bachelor of Science degree in political science and public administration from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Her first day as administrator is today. The Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be holding several upcoming community events focused on strengthening families, supporting youth, and addressing key challenges such as screen time and tobacco use. The events include a screening of Screenagers, Elementary School Edition, the Strengthening Families Program, focus groups, and the Youth Voice Project taking place throughout March and April. There is no charge for any of the events. Community focus groups will be held at the Pratt Community Hall on Monday nights, March 3rd, 10th, and 17th, from 6:30 to 7:30. These discussions will allow community members to share insights about youth substance use, community concerns, and potential solutions. The feedback gathered will help shape future initiatives and programming. Participants will receive a $50 gas card. Registration is required by calling 608-647-6131, extension 1516, by Friday, February 28th. The Strengthening Families Program is a free 7-week series designated for parents and caregivers with youth ages 10 to 14. Participants will learn strategies to improve family communication, manage emotions, set goals, and foster stronger relationships. Sessions take place on Wednesdays from March 12th through April 30th at the Richland Center Intermediate School, with a free meal provided and served from 5:30 to 6 by local civic organizations. The program runs from 5:45 to 8 each evening. Registration is required by calling Lisa Goff, Richland School District School Psychologist, at 608-649-HIVE. On Monday, March 25th, the Sting After School Program, in partnership with P4P, will present Screenagers, Elementary School Edition at the Richland Center Intermediate School. This film explores the effects of screen time on young people and provides families with strategies to manage technological use in a healthy way. The screening will be preceded by a free dinner at 5:30, with the film beginning at 5:45. Families are highly encouraged to attend. To register, contact Sue Sharp, Sting Program Director, at 608-604-8738. As part of its youth engagement efforts, P4P and Richland Center High School's Youth for Change is launching the Youth Voice Project, a statewide initiative that gives young people grades 5th on up a platform to share their experiences with tobacco use. Through guided discussions and impact cards, students are encouraged to reflect on how vaping and nicotine use have affected their lives. These anonymous stories will be shared with local and state leaders to raise awareness and support prevention efforts. The project also includes an educational video on how the tobacco industry targets youth. While substance use can be a challenge for some, it's important to recognize that most youth in Richland County are making healthy choices and choosing not to use tobacco, vaping products, or other substances. For those who struggle, support is available. No one is alone in this, and there are people and resources ready to help. If a young person or anyone in the community is looking for support for mental health or substance use concerns, local resources can be found through Southwest CAPS Network of Care website, which connects individuals with guidance, treatment options, and community support. By amplifying youth voices and focusing on the realities of substance use, the project aims to empower students, encourage positive choices, and foster a community where every young person feels supported. The Partners for Prevention Coalition invites all families and community members to attend these events. Whether it's learning strategies for stronger families, joining community conversations, or supporting youth voices in tobacco prevention, there are many ways to get involved. For more information or to register for any of these opportunities or join the coalition, call 608-647-6131, extension 1516. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club Calendar Raffle is Kim Oz on ticket number 62.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel, died yesterday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Backroads Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family of Karen Mae Martin, 80 of Boscobel. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died last Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday, February 27th, at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th, from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died Friday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or local food pantry. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River. Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Susan Mary Cuddy, 62 of Muscadet.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a frigid day today with high temperatures scraping about 8 degrees, the sun was shining bright. It didn't look too bad, but it felt terrible. Now tonight, we're falling even worse. Actual air temperatures tonight will bottom out near 7 below. And with winds still out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, it's going to create wind chill values as cold as 25 degrees below zero. This, of course, has prompted a cold weather advisory overnight through 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. It includes Richland, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, and Vernon counties. With some sunshine to start the day, we quickly become cloudy throughout the afternoon with a few flurries possible. High temperatures will be a touch warmer, reaching the double digits near 10 degrees, and then they slide sub-zero overnight to about 3 below. Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny and a bit warmer. Highs reach the low 20s and stay there too for Friday. It'll be a sunny and a pleasant day, and things crank up and get even warmer as we push into the weekend. Perfect timing, right? So for Saturday, it'll be mild, partly sunny, with highs flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. That is going to feel fantastic after what we're going through right now. It's basically a 60-degree feel-like temperature change. And for Sunday, how about some 40s? Yep, it's going to get that warm. We'll see a few clouds out there and highs at about 40 degrees. We get shoved potentially a little warmer too on Monday with highs in the mid-40s with well above average temperatures. Unfortunately, it's going to be mostly cloudy. It might even be foggy too with melting snow and refreezing of any wet spots. So be careful of any black ice early Monday morning and also Tuesday morning. Otherwise, get ready for some spring vibes. We deserve it after this cold snap. But I will say, with the changing temperatures and major swings, I'd look into some flood insurance. We've got the melting snow on the way and spring showers right behind it. I was just thinking, while we're stuck inside the house in this bitter cold, might as well get some things done. Otherwise, I hope you stay warm and stay safe and enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 5 degrees after a high today of 11 and a morning low of 25 below. And it was a new record that broke a record that was set back in 1979 of 16 below. So our new record is 25 below from the overnight. And then, of course, our record high set back in 2017 is 65 degrees. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:36. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:54. Winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour, making our creating a wind chill of 5 below. 30.42 is our barometric pressure, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 5 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With a look at tonight's high school events, here's Phil Nee.
There is team sectional wrestling this evening. GET Melrose Mindoro is wrestling Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore is taking on Lodi, with the winners to meet in the sectional final. Division 3 at Mineral Point, Aquinas versus Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point against Royal Winnewick Center, and they will wrestle off for the right to go to state later tonight at 8 o'clock. In boys basketball, Ithaca at Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Cassville, Lancaster at Waseca Steuben, North Crawford at Royal for a really good showdown in boys basketball. One loss between those two teams. It's DeSoto at Brookwood. Sauk Prairie is at Baraboo, and Portage at Reedsburg. Highland at River Ridge. Girls basketball, Hillsboro at New Lisbon. Boscobel at Kickapoo.
Royal at Cashton, Waniwak Center at Nisida, and Bangor at Brookwood, Schulzberg at Southwestern, Lancaster at Pecatonic Argyle, Viroqua at DeSoto. Richland Center girls are at La Crosse, Logan, Ithaca at Highland, Westby at North Crawford, Potosi Cassville at Platteville, Albany Monticello is at River Valley, and River Ridge at Riverdale in area girls basketball. Larry Swigum is the coach of the Riverdale girls.
They got four of their five leading scorers are seniors. They've got experience, and they also play in a tough conference, and coming at 14-7, so it's going to be a really nice opportunity for us to prepare for next week.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. River Ridge at Riverdale, 1 week away from the opening of the WIAA Girls Basketball Tournament. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The red-hot Wisconsin Badgers moved up another five positions in this week's AP College Basketball poll. Coach Greg Gard's team is ranked 11th after a four-game winning streak. That's the highest ranking for any Big Ten squad, although Michigan, Purdue, and Michigan State are close behind. Marquette gained two spots to number 16 after beating DePaul in its only action. And for the Badgers, the number 11 Wisconsin Badgers, they host Illinois tonight. And that's after after John Tonji scored 32 points in Wisconsin's 94-84 victory against the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday. The Badgers are 12-1 in home games. Wisconsin averages 81.5 points while outscoring opponents by 11 points per game. Tip-off from the Kohl Center this evening will be at 7:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also on WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for the broadcast will start at 6:30. As far as Marquette goes, they hope a week of rest and shooting practice will fix a shooting slump when Seton Hall visits the Pfizer Forum for a game tonight. The Golden Eagles won last time out, but the team's cold three-point shooting continued. In the last four games, only 30 of 108 three-pointers found the mark. Marquette hadn't played since last Tuesday, and Coach Shaka Smart thinks the extra rest will help. The Pirates have only a 7-18 record, but they're still riding high of an upset win over the two-time defending national champions, UConn Huskies, in their last game. The Wisconsin Athletics Department has found its new general manager of the football program right inside of the building. Marcus Sudbury has been serving as the Deputy Athletic Director Chief Operating Officer for Wisconsin Athletics since 2022. ESPN reports his promotion on Monday. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh says Sudbury's leadership and vision made him ideal for the job. Most recently, he had an important role in building a comprehensive player personnel and revenue-sharing strategy for the department as it competes in a changing world of college athletics. And amid complaints about the new look of the latest NBA All-Star Weekend, Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo has some suggestions. He thinks the league should take the annual event to the international stage. Antetokounmpo says the game could be played between an American team and stars from the EuroLeague. The Milwaukee standout says the 2027 All-Star Game should be played in Rio de Janeiro or in China. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you, because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
February is Pet Spay and Neuter Awareness Month. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society urges all cat and dog owners to help reduce the number of unwanted cats and dogs by spaying or neutering your pets. Animals that are unwanted usually end up being mistreated or abandoned. On the other hand, when pets are neutered or spayed, they live longer, healthier lives. Be a responsible pet owner. Help put a stop to the overpopulation of unwanted pets by having your pets spayed or neutered and urging everyone you know to do the same. For more information about spaying and neutering pets, talk to your veterinarian. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Cattle were mixed Monday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on fund and technical buying, along with a higher move in soybean and crude oils. Crop condition ratings have declined in Argentina, and weekend rainfall did miss some dry areas. Still, harvest conditions in Brazil look good and should allow for decent progress. March beans were up 2.5 at 1038.5. May was 2.75 higher at 1055.5. March soybean meal was down $2.10 at $2.93.80. March soybean oil was up 123 points at $47.30. Corn was higher, monitoring development weather in Argentina and the second crop corn planting pace in Brazil. Approaching the halfway point of the marketing year, overall demand for corn continues to be solid. March was up 5.75 at 5.02, and May was 7 higher at 5.15 and 3 quarters. and wheat was supported by fund and technical buying. Parts of the Midwest and Plains are seeing bitterly cold temperatures with mixed snow cover. That could lead to winter kill in areas without, but that won't be known until spring. March Chicago was 4.75 higher at 6.04 3/4. March Kansas City was up 6 at 6.27 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat was 7.5 higher at 6.41. Live cattle ended the session mixed, waiting for direct business to get defined. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. April live was down 22 at 194.02, and June was 5 lower at 190.40. With technical buying, March feeders were up 337 at 269.72, and April was 267 higher at 269.10. And hogs were up on technical support, but gains are limited by a midday drop in the pork carcass cutout value. April lean was 60 cents higher at 93.20. The May contract was 45 cents higher at 96.87. Brent Barnett has that full look of cash livestock after this brief break.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Woo! Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Tuesday was a quiet day for cash cattle country as bids and asking prices still have not been established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Boxed beef closed mixed with choice up 7 cents at $3.1577 and select down 252 at $3.0371. The choice select spread was $12.06. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 6,500 on the year. Cash hogs were higher at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 228, with a base range of 84 to 93.50. The Iowa Minnesota was up 143, with a weighted average of 92.21. Pork values closed lower, down $3 at 99.47. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up nearly 500 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a snowy day sale and a good crowd. Large squares topped at $165 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell or liquidate your collection or even real estate, give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Minnesota will begin testing raw milk for the H5N1 virus. Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson tells Brownfield the USDA mandate goes into effect February 24th.
And those will be on ones that are already tested by the Department of Agriculture. So farmers won't notice. We'll pull an extra sample to work through that. And we'll be on a rolling sample of every farm in a one-month cycle.
More news is next.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control?
You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Vaccinating livestock and poultry for the H5 series of avian influenza viruses does not have support from the entire ag sector. Friday, Zoetis announced USDA issued a conditional license for its killed virus-derived vaccine labeled for use in chickens. The Congressional Chicken Caucus responded, saying vaccination in any poultry sector will jeopardize the entire export market for all U.S. poultry products. South Dakota Senate Ag Committee has advanced a bill that would make it illegal to manufacture, sell, or distribute lab-grown protein in the state for 10 years. Jeremiah Murphy is executive director of the South Dakota Stock Growers Association.
If we do this, we say for the moment we opt out, prove it. We're going to opt out of this product if in 18 months or 24 or 36 months it's proven to be safe, it's proven to be not detrimental to the reputation of the product that our producers are raising, we can open the door again.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing For Profit on Brownfield. Wildlife damage costs farmers a lot of money every year nationwide. James D. Decker with Michigan State University's Upper Peninsula Research and Extension Center has spent over a decade studying the economic impact of wildlife damage and strategies farmers can use to prevent it. We'll hear more from James D. Decker next on today's Managing For Profit.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
James D. Decker with Michigan State University says over the years, his team has collected a lot of data about wildlife damage.
We've been working on wildlife damage mitigation since about 2012, and that work has been variable from simply trying to understand what wildlife damage is costing farmers in terms of yield loss, all the way to innovative strategies to mitigate that damage. So we've looked at various repellent products that can be applied to crops. We're looking at aspects in terms of crop quality that might drive deer preference and differences in browse and damage that we see out on farms. One of the biggest challenges we have when we talk about wildlife damage on farms is the lack of data. So there are estimates out there in terms of what wildlife damage is costing farmers, but by and large, they're pretty difficult estimates. They're not super accurate. Some of the best estimates that have come out recently have been based on crop insurance data at sort of a national to regional perspective. And there we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in some of the major commodities like corn, soybeans, wheat that farmers are losing to wildlife. We had a corn performance trial and we had black bear damage in the Upper Peninsula. And what we found that year with black bear and corn was that starch was an anti-quality factor. So basically the bears were preferring the sweeter, more sugary hybrids. And some of that was to relative maturity, but also just to the genotypic differences, the difference between the hybrids there. And we began to investigate this question in soybeans. And lo and behold, what we found is that when we looked at tissue quality in soybeans, the one factor that stood out was a water-soluble carbohydrate, or essentially sugar in the soybean tissue. And there's not a lot of variability. You know, we're talking somewhere between maybe 10 and 16% water-soluble carbohydrate in soybean leaves. But deer are very savvy, and they can readily detect those differences, and they will clearly prefer one soybean variety over another. The neat thing that we're seeing about that is that water-soluble carbohydrate content does not seem to be correlated with yield potential. It doesn't seem to be correlated with relative maturity. And so it seems to be a tool that we can use to manage deer damage and deer preference without sacrificing some of these other important factors when it comes to soybean production.
And D. Decker says Michigan State has the data showing the sugar content for many soybean varieties. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Chest, feel the wind coming off your breath. Your curves ain't slowing me down. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now. You're fire, I'm lightning. We're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're a perfect storm. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel our love come to life. It's the same, baby. We're like thunder and rain. Like a hurricane, we shake these walls like an earthquake. Hear the rumble in your chest, feel the wind coming off your breath away. Calling out my name makes me hard to contain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're a perfect storm. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel our love come to life. It's the same. Like thunder and rain. We're like thunder and rain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Girl, we're a perfect storm.
Over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know. Good to see you smile.
thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. Baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know.
Morgan Wallen with Smile on Country and Community, and I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here, well, actually, I'll be playing music for you until 7:15 this evening, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It'll be River Ridge at Riverdale, and Phil Nee will be making that call for that game, and I think Kurt Thompson is supposed to be joining him as well, and pregame will start at around 7:15. Hoping you're having a good Tuesday, a little warmer today. We did hit a high of 11 today. That was a lot better than yesterday. Yeah, I tell you, last night, that was weird when I was doing my shift. Right in the evening, it's like all of a sudden these temperatures were like pretty good below zero. I think it was like 6-7 below, and we did break a record that was originally set back in, 1979. There was a record of 16 below, and this morning, early this morning during the overnight, we set a record of 25 below, and I'm not sure what the wind chill is. I haven't seen any reports, but that is dangerous, folks. But a lot better today. We are now at 3 degrees, which still doesn't sound good, but it's better than what yesterday was. And because of that cold weather, we have a cold weather advisory, and that'll be till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for Richland, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Wind chill values could be as low as 25 below. But now, like I said, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says it's at 3 degrees. The winds are out of the east at 7, making it the wind chill at 10 below. So be careful if you're out and about, and be sure you stay safe so you don't freeze if something happens, your car breaks down or anything. And looking for tomorrow, looks a little better. High of 11 for tomorrow, then Thursday 22, then as we go on through the week, Friday 23, Saturday 31, Sunday 40, and Monday 45. So stay strong and hold on. It's only going to get better. It's going to feel like a heat wave on Monday with the temperature up to 45 degrees. That'll be awesome. But stay safe wherever you're at, and I hope you're having a great Tuesday evening. Just wanted to let you know that the Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills the 4th Wednesday of each month, which means they will be there from 1:30 to 3 tomorrow. So it will be located at 212 Main Street. Also, Vernon County Over 50 will host Horse Sense with Ashley Adams, and that'll be going on tomorrow from 2 to 3. Adams is the lead instructor at Coon Valley Nonprofit, using horses and riding to help people with disabilities.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
100.9 WRCO. We were so free, doing anything, just to let go. We were rock stars. Without the guitars,
like a drum. Still remember the first time, tangled up in tan lines, really thought it was love. Couldn't wait to see her every day. We'd head to the lake, meet with our friends on the boat till the sun went down. And even when the sun went down, we were still
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge ruled a lawsuit seeking to block Doge and Elon Musk from accessing sensitive data at federal agencies and firings did not meet the standard of proof as presented. ABC's Devin Dwyer says it doesn't end the legal battle.
The administration said as much today in court records, but of course a number of plaintiffs from states to government employees who've been fired are asking the courts to take a close look at this. They allege that Elon Musk has a lot more power than we're led to believe he has, and that he should be struck down from his position, and all the changes that have come from Doge should be put on pause because he's illegally installed.